Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. You've probably heard this saying at some point during your life that the more you wait for something, the longer you wait, the more valuable it is. Well, it's not true anymore. No, in fact, the more you desire something and the longer you have to wait in our instantaneous everything world, well, the longer you have to wait, the more the value that you've attached to it goes down. And that is a very bad place to be when we're talking about your dreams and your goals turning into reality, because it's going to take you a little bit to get there. And this is telling us that your powerful mind will decide that it's just not worth it because you have to wait on it. So what is it that we can do to begin to upgrade your identity to stick with it until you get it? Okay. So when you want something, the first thing you need to know is you want it now. Second thing you need to know, if your desire cannot be met, you will discover a substitute for it unless you do this. Number three, you find a way to reward yourself for the waiting. And when I say reward yourself, look at the other areas of your life on your five to thrive where something is working. So you've got your finances, your health, relationships, career, and untapped potential. So maybe you're wanting to reduce your weight. That's going to take a little bit to get there. Well, look maybe in the area of your career or maybe an important relationship and see how rewarding it is. And then number four, attached to that, how much better you'll be able to experience that area of your life once you finally do get to the end result that you're going after. So maybe you've chosen a relationship and you're saying, yes, I'm noticing all the ways I'm being rewarded by this relationship. They're supportive of me on my weight reduction journey. They're assisting me. And this is one of the reasons, just as a side note, why you need somebody in your corner besides just your friends and family, because they won't always support you. They will give you a reason to self-sabotage because what you're doing makes them feel a level of shame because they're not going after their goals. So to make themselves feel better, they will actually try to trigger you into screwing up, and they don't even realize it. Okay, just so you know. So you notice how this person is just really in your corner, and they're just helping you keep focused. And you're still working on that weight reduction journey that we're using as an example. And you're becoming aware that once your healthy weight allows you to do some of the things you want to do, your relationship with them will be enhanced even more. So it is the value of what do I have right now, combined with the value of what I'm going after, which leads us to number five, which is known as successive yes sets. Successive yes sets simply mean that when you've said yes to something small, your subconscious mind, which runs all of your habits and patterns, well, your subconscious mind will then look for the next thing that has increased in size to say yes to. So you're not going to say yes to the big goal until you've said yes to the small ones,
which is the reason why you look at the area of your life you want to improve, you set the goal there, but then you look at another area of your life and you're like, look, I'm rocking it out in this area. And your subconscious mind is going, well, yes, we are. Immediate gratification, because the subconscious is going for the emotions that are going to plug it into progress. And you're going, yeah, I want to reduce my weight, but look at my relationships and how phenomenal they're going. And it's going, yeah. And you're going, oh, won't it be great when I can combine the two together? Subconscious is going, well, yeah, really will. And then you're going, oh my gosh, so let me find all the opportunities and all the ways that I can add what I'm doing in that relationship that makes the world a better place for me. Now let me add it to my weight reduction journey. And the subconscious is going, oh, you want to use your superior strengths instead of always struggling with your weaknesses to go after a goal with your weight, just like you've done with the relationships. Okay, we can make that happen. And then the final one, number six, are you sensitive to rewards? So there are two types of people. Those that are sensitive to the rewards and it inspires them to keep moving, which is the reason why every 2 to 3 weeks while you're doing an identity upgrade, which takes approximately 13 weeks, every 2 to 3 weeks, you should be doing something nice to pat yourself on the back. Then there are those that are not sensitive to rewards. But these are the people that typically love to learn something. So then you actually need to turn the reward not into something you give yourself, but something that is revealed about you that you can use to continue to move forward. Okay, if I can assist you, reach out to me either by voicemail or text and ask for your breakthrough consultation. It's free. Let's talk even more about who you might be in this process that I just shared with you today. 1-636-699-7791. Again, that's 1-636-699-7791. So you are worth waiting for. Just wanted to remind you of that. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.